This recording, Kentucky 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So the biggest day in Kentucky is definitely the Kentucky Derby. It's like we literally used to get out of school for it. It was so crazy. It was the biggest day of the year and still is, even though I don't live in Kentucky anymore. So I really miss my family on Derby Day. Most people, it would probably be Christmas or Thanksgiving or some other big family holiday. But for me, it's definitely Derby Day that I miss my family the most because the Kentucky Derby just really reminds me of home and of where I came from. This last year's Derby, which just happened a few days ago, was actually really controversial. The winning horse ended up getting disqualified after an objection. So technically, the horse that ran the second fastest race was the winner of the 145th Kentucky Derby, which is so bananas. That hasn't happened in all 145 years of the running of the Derby. And the last time a horse was disqualified was in 1984. So like over 20 years ago, it's totally over 30 years ago. Oh my gosh, that's like totally crazy that a horse would be disqualified, but especially the winner. Because when it happened in 1984, it was actually a fourth place horse. So this is the first time in Derby history that a winner was disqualified. It was crazy.